51 degrees at 8:56. For a quick check on commodities, we bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian. And the grains are a little bit mixed this morning. We're seeing beans bull spread because of a strong meal demand. But right now, on the corn side of things, we're down about a penny and a half on the July corn at 394 and a quarter, while the December at 410 and a half is down a penny and three quarters. 412 was an impediment on this rally. We got up above it fractionally both yesterday and overnight this morning. Not a lot of corn news. The unknown destinations did buy a cargo, 107,600 metric tons of U.S. corn overnight. But forecasts are for warm and drier conditions at least through the middle of next week throughout the Corn Belt. So there's feeling that the corn crop will go into the ground rather quickly. On the soybean side of things, Brian, we're up 3.5 cents in the July corn at 10.43. That's 3.75 cents higher. The November at 10.36.5 is up a penny and three quarters. Again, we're seeing bull spreading, good demand on the nearby months. On the meal side of things, we're up about $3, just fractionally higher in the back months. But there's continued talk about Rosario Port in Argentina, where a freighter hit the docks, that port will not be able to ship meal for about a month's time. On the wheat side of things, we're down 4.5 to 6.5 cents. With the July Chicago wheat at 4.93, that's down 6. The July Kansas City wheat is 6.25 lower at 5.20 and a quarter. The bean oil continues to see some pressure. Been a very quiet trade in the bean oil, although I noticed that both the Dalian and the Malaysian palm oil were slightly higher overnight after being down for the last 3 days. China does have a holiday coming beginning today and lasting into the first of the week, so don't expect to hear much from them. On the livestock side of things, we're a little bit on the weak side on the hogs. With the June hog futures at 74.52, that's down 82 cents. The cattle market is continuing to see some strength in the nearby issues. June cattle, 106.05, up 47 cents. Those April live cattle go off the board on Monday. On the feeder cattle side of things, the May feeders are 140.182. That's up 47 cents. We've had a kind of a nice upside bounce in the live cattle and the feeder cattle this week. Crude oil continues to see modest strength, pretty active trade this morning. The June crude oil at 58.20 is up 15 cents. But again, we've seen a trade up as high as over $69 in that nearby crude this week. We've got the metals markets just a little bit on the firm side on gold, a weaker side on the copper. The U.S. dollar index is slightly lower this morning at 90.88. That's down about 7 points. The real is traded to both sides just a little bit on the weak side this morning. It will be interesting to see. The market is really tuned in to weather, and it will be interesting to see how dry and or hot the Safrinha corn area in southern Brazil remains over the next week's time. That has been a firming factor in corn futures this week. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. And we've got NPR News coming up next. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard, mostly sunny skies today, a high of 67 degrees, north wind around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight down to a low of 45. Mostly sunny skies for the day tomorrow and a high of 66 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL, AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.